For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
And it looks like the crowd is queuing up to be able to jump onto the terra firma here at the MCG because the rope is in place with the corridor from goal to goal. Magpies are still out there at the moment.
Celebrating like they've won a grand final.
Theme song still ringing out. And they're going to be handing out little footballs. So maybe it's an opportunity, Bucky, to be able to run through a couple of Kerr's higher sets.
Set up the landing strip there, Kozer, yes. Down the middle of the MCG.
They have.
It's
easy to get the crowd off, you see. They bring the rope.
There's not a flock of friendship about to descend on us, is there?
Sorry?
A flock of friendship.
I haven't seen one of those for a long time. I don't know what sort of friendship that is you've got there, Benny. Benny, that's enough from you. Kerr's higher. Bucky, talk to us about... anything. Find a positive for us for the Gold Coast Suns. Where did they win something? And that's where they won something.
They didn't win anything this afternoon. So I'll just quickly run through that. I mean, inside 50s dominated by Collingwood 52-37. They had more of the ball, 427 disposals. That's big numbers for Collingwood this afternoon, 346 to the Suns. Clearances in favour of the Pies. Smashed them, in fact, 44-29. Contested possessions, 131-109. Tackles, 68. Collingwood, 61. The Suns, individually, Treloar, 35. 10 clearances and 9 inside 50s and a goal. Chris, 30 touches. Sidebottom, 27 and 2 goals. Grundy, 26 disposals. 43 hitouts and 6 marks and a goal. Phillips, 25. 24 to Pendlebury and a goal. Adams, 23. Wills, 23. Dacos, 22. Howe, 21. And Maynard and Scharenberg, 20 apiece. Will Hoskin-Elliott, after a quiet start, where he didn't have a disposal until the six-minute mark of that second quarter, ended up with 17 disposals, 11 marks and 4 goals, 1. Mychek, 14 disposals, 10 marks and 2 goals, 2. And Jamie Elliott returned to some sort of form this afternoon. Still not at his best. 7 marks, 12 touches and a couple of goals. Varko, 12 disposals and 2 goals. Miller, 26 for the Suns, was their best disposal winner. 24 to Miles and 3 goals to Alex Sexton from 10 disposals and 2 marks.
All right, well done for Kerr's Hire. All the stats, 3 locations, North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove Equipment Repair and Services.
Around the grounds and Carlton, with 21 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Carlton lead 25-17. Nervous Nick Newman's kicked 2 goals and Sam Walsh just kicked 1 just before the quarter time break, Kozer. So that is an 8-point lead to Carlton going into quarter time at Marvel Stadium.
Below the siren right now. West Coast are just building nicely. Darren Parkin is downstairs, so we'll get our schematic standout very, very shortly from Sean Higgins, and we might be able to... I think they're waiting for a couple, so maybe Sean an opportunity for Stomatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Don't panic, call Stomatic. Who is your standout?
Stomatic standout, Adam Chalora. I thought when the game early on, particularly Gold Coast pressure, started pretty well in the first 15 minutes. He was the one that was able to kickstart Collingwood, used the footy really well, and I know some people have had a little knock on that in the past, but went at 91%, 35 disposals, 15 contested, and obviously kicked that really nice long goal early on in the piece as well.
Nice work. Stomatic Geelong now employ 35 staff who train to stay up to date on the latest technologies and techniques, vital in maintaining expertise and cutting-edge services to their ever-expanding territory. Stomatic, as the crowd invades the MCG, we can probably head downstairs. Darren Parkin is in the victorious Collingwood rooms, and it would be subdued celebrations. They expected to get the job done, and they did by 69 points. Dash?
Yeah, I think that's probably a reasonable way of describing it. Subdued celebrations. There's a good sort of crowd gathering. All of the the Collingwood players that aren't playing, like Lyndon Dunn and Langdon, obviously coming past on crutches. But yeah, I think it was just a box they had to tick, and they've been able to do that. Just saw Eddie McGuire walk past in sneakers. It's probably the first time we've seen him in anything other than a suit, but... The boys being led out by Jeremy Howe had that little scare early in the piece, but now the room's erupted, obviously, with the presence of the side down here. But win number 12, and with some winnable games to come, as you said, still a chance maybe that they can impact the top four.
Yeah, they certainly have got that in front of them at the moment. Collingwood have got Melbourne, Adelaide and then Essendon, all very winnable games for the boys from Victoria Park. Looks like they might be forming up in the circle as we speak, Dash.
They certainly are getting ready to sing their song for the 12th time ahead of Melbourne next week.
Side by side we sit together. To uphold the Magpies' head. Oh, see the barricades are shattered.
Darren, give us a heads up as to whether we are going to be taking an interview from you straight away or whether they head into a rooms into the fifth quarter for Signature Homes, your custom design specialist, award-winning Geelong builder, and also City to Serve Solar, Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialist, Essington Street and Grovedale. Don't forget every caller to K-Rock Footy throughout season 2019 goes into the draw for a 5.12 kilowatt system thanks to City to Serve Solar, Sun Power, mono panels and installation. Good prize to be winning. Dash, are they heading into a team meeting at the moment? We'll check in with him. Maybe he's actually negotiating an interview right now, Darren Parkin. So he might be downstairs. We'll wait and find out if he can.
Looks like it's going to be before a meeting, but we're just waiting as we speak.
Okay, no problem at all. Our schematic standout was Adam Treloar.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.